The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
You got your mask on? You better have your mask on, Brock.
Always.
I think I look pretty good in a mask. You know?
Yeah,
it's because it covers half your face.
Bitch, I will equalize you.
Yes.
Oh, I hope you feel good about that. Before we get to your morning dump, folks, don't forget to get in on the topic of the day. You can go to the WIRX Facebook page and comment now. We're going to talk about weird rituals that we perform on the regs. So get in on the conversation. We're going to talk about our weird rituals in just a little bit. Right now, it's 7:10, and it's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, researchers at Columbia University crunched the numbers and figured out that the odds of there being life on other planets is pretty high, but they aren't so confident that there's intelligent life on other planets, going so far as to put the odds at just 3-2 in favor of intelligent aliens.
Ho, as Hacksaw Jim Duggan would say, ho!
Now, look, I'll say yes for your argument, but they're also saying that it's not good odds. So when they say there's life on other planets, they mean, like, bacteria, which
I always said, there's other life out there. You're just a small little human being.
To be fair, we're pretty much like bacteria on this earth. We're just big bacteria that can talk and, you know, function. So
taking over the earth like mold taking over a piece of bread. Hence referencing Joe Rogan there.
So here's the thing is I wish they would just stop with these scientific posts and studies until they find hot alien babes. I don't want to hear about it. I don't care. All right. Until I can see some green boobies, I'm not interested. I don't care about bacteria on Mars or on planet bleep blorp, okay? I don't. It just does not interest me. But until I can have a threesome.
Not everything's got to have boobs, Brock. Not everything.
Until.
Your weird fantasies. You shouldn't have been able to watch the movie Avatar because we all know what you were thinking during that whole movie.
Yes,
as soon as
exactly.
That female Avatar popped
Hot
up.
Avatar,
something else
babe.
Popped up.
Until I can have a threesome with my sex robot and a green-boobed alien babe, I'm not interested, okay?
God, you're just one sick son of a bitch. You really are.
What a guy can dream, can he? Nothing wrong with that. I got dreams. I got goals, Hunter.
People would be amazed and astonished. It'd be life-changing if people found out there was intelligent life and they actually visited the Earth. And the first thing you think of is, can we have sex with it?
Can we have sex with it? It won't take long for us to ask that question, all right? And if there's going to be a volunteer to boldly go where no human has gone before, it's going to be me, Hunter. I will
Brock
volunteer.
Brock coming out of high school. I want to be a scientist. I want to be a NASA. Nope. They were like, hell no. Your focus is just not there, son.
They threw away my application because on the part of the application for NASA where it said, why do you want to be an astronaut? It said, because I want to bang aliens.
Right. They went through your Google history and they're like, no, there's not a chance.
Absolutely not. This guy is terrible. This is disgusting.
This guy's up in the International Space Station in the bathroom reading a Playboy. With all the people out there outside of the ship working, risking their lives.
Here's the question, though, is I don't know how sex in space would work unless these aliens have the technology. Because if I'm just floating around, can you do thrusts in air?
It's probably kind of weird.
Yeah. I got nothing to grip onto to really get in there and really give it to that alien babe.
It probably just look like you're doing that one Fortnite dance.
Yeah. You know, where you just go,
You're kind of kicking your leg, you know, bobbing your head.
Even the alien girls are going to be unsatisfied once I'm done with them. I do a bad enough job here on Earth. Now I'm in zero gravity. I'm not going to get the job
done. She looks up. She's like, damn it, Betty. We traveled 25 million light years for this.
They decide to destroy the planet because of the unsatisfactory sex that I gave them. The alien babes. Sorry. Sorry, Earth. Sorry.
All right.
Hey, speaking of sex, hot dogs. I don't know.
What?
Even though Americans eat 20 billion, it's called a Segway, Hunter. even though Americans eat 20 billion hot dogs a year, a survey found that 43% of us are too scared to find out what's in them. A survey by Hormel's Applegate division found that women are more afraid of hot dog ingredients than men, 50% versus 37%. And millennials are least likely to eat hot dogs, with 24% saying they never buy them.
It was because Uncle Joe.
Yeah, I made a lips and ass.
He ruined it for the entire hot dog community.
Here's the thing, though, is that it's just like chicken nuggets. They should do the same survey with chicken nuggets. It's like, look, if it tastes good, I'm don't tell me what's in it. All right. Yeah. If I can put it on a bun with some relish and some onions and some ketchup, I'm not worried about where it comes from, just as long as it tastes good.
Let me put it in perspective here. This morning at 6:02, I watched my cat lick up its own puke. So if you're bitching about what's in hot dogs, just think for a second.
Just eat the hot dog, for God's sakes. Yeah. What are you, delicious, better than a hot dog?
What kind of a hot dog guy are you? Because there's many different types of hot dogs.
Any kind of hot dog. But if I had to choose, it'd be a cheddar dog, obviously.
Yep. Chili cheese dog?
Ooh. Dude, I will pound a chili dog. I absolutely will. You put some big old fresh onions on there so you get that thing cooked. The thing is, on my hot dog, I like the big fresh cut onions. I don't like them sautéed or anything like that.
So the other day, the wife and I... I don't know. I brought up a footlong, and I was like, I really want a chili cheese footlong. And so I think she put it on Facebook or something. She found out a place that had footlongs. Nice. So we got in the Jeep the other day and went to Bridgman and got myself a chili cheese footlong. But the lady comes up and she says, "Hey, we have the footlong bun, but we don't have the footlong dog. So we're just gonna put two hot dogs in the footlong bun.
It's not the same.
It tastes different.
It's not the same."
It's the exact same thing, but that split in the middle just changed the whole aspect of what a footlong is. Yeah, so I'm still looking for a footlong.
Still looking for the footlong. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything.
Well, it's either going to be about my mom. I know where you're going with this.
That's why I said I'm not going to say anything. I'll just let you fill in the blanks.
You already got one in.
That's the best part. I've done enough psychological warfare on you that I have like three insults that you can think of that I don't even need to say. It's great. It's great.
Living my life now with conversation avoiding how it will not lead into my mom.
I'll lead into your mom. Hey, that's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.